Taxidermied emperor penguin, Aptenodytes forsteri. This preserved emperor penguin is displayed standing in such a way that it could almost be mistaken for a live penguin drawing itself up to its full height to cast its inquisitive gaze back at us. At 84 centimetres tall, the specimen is about the height of a small toddler, and it's standing erect with its head slightly cocked and its long flippers at rest by its sides. Its belly, neck and throat, and indeed all of its underside, is feathered in white, while its back and its head are black, along with its flippers, feet, beak or bill, and short, upturned tail. The feathers on its back are a faded, mottled kind of black, with the white down underneath showing through in a patchy way. But the sleek head feathers create a fairly solid black mask that melds seamlessly with the black top of the downward curving bill. The penguin isn't totally monochrome, however. The underside of the closed bill is a pale pinkish yellow, and there are small bright yellow fringes on the penguin's cheeks, right at the line where the black mask meets the white feathers of the neck. Its beady black eyes look so alert and inquisitive that it's really very lifelike, and its webbed feet look almost poised to waddle forward. But the back of the specimen is slightly open, showing the internal webbing and reminding us of the taxidermist's work in preserving this once lively creature of the Antarctic. Object label. HMS Resolutions naturalist Johann Forster and his 19-year-old son Georg were amazed by the region's spectacular bird life. They were the first European scientists to document emperor penguins, and their name remains part of the species' scientific classification.